Hello, and welcome to Meddlesome Practices, Oral Histories of Good Troublemaking in Business. In this online exhibition, you will hear voices from across the oral history archives at Columbia's business-related oral histories. We hope this online exhibition inspires visitors to listen deeply to the archives we have highlighted, and to use the archives to ask new questions about how we know what we know about business and business history. Before you listen, we have some background information for you about business, oral history, and the business of oral history at Columbia University. In 1948, so-called grandfather of oral history, Alan Nevins, embarked on a methodological journey that would consume much of his scholarly career. The aim of that journey was to establish U.S. business practices as a valid line of inquiry in American historical study. Oral historian Daniel Kerr explains how Nevins founding the Oral History Office at Columbia is often told as the founding myth of oral history in the United States. Kerr writes, quote, "As the story goes, Nevins turned to recording interviews with elite men because he feared that the rise of the telephone age posed significant threats to the historical record as oral communication displaced letter writing. For Nevins, oral histories were evidentiary documents that needed to be preserved so that future historians could draw on them to produce better histories. His emphasis on oral history's evidentiary value, as well as his fixation on elites, have come to define what we consider to be the relevant part of oral history in the 1950s," end quote. Kerr goes on to argue that Alan Nevins should not be considered the founder of oral history because to do so ignores the contributions of popular educators and activists to the field. And Kerr's argument aside, positioning Nevins as the founder of the oral history discipline ignores indigenous practices of oral history and traditions that predate both Nevins and Columbia University itself. But even if Nevins did not found oral history, his work established norms for working in and against when recording business oral history. This exhibition was curated and built by three library workers working across disciplines. We are curatorial intern Karen Wang, curator for oral history Kimberly Springer, and entrepreneurship and social science librarian Kay Barakracha. We pose two questions as starting points for our audience's inquiries. What can the history of business oral history tell us about the past business practices? And what needs to happen in future documentation of business and business practices? Of the thousands of interviews in the oral history archives at Columbia, we've selected a few collections and excerpts for your consideration. You will hear from workers at the Continental Can Company.
And I was part of the union myself because, I mean, at that time, But there was no Walter Luther Ross stuff, you know what I mean? They used to call it. We never had anything like that. Some of the things they straightened out and they were better after the union came in.
Business people in the Black Journalist Collection.
And then another thing you see that helped us too, this is a thing that maybe nobody else will tell you, is that churches would take whole pages. They knew we had to live.
Administrators and recipients of international philanthropy in the Carnegie Corporation Collection.
But also, I mean, ironically, one could argue that Carnegie's inquiry into white poverty exacerbated black poverty because the strategies that were adopted, including public works programs for the white poor, and that also was linked to job reservations, educational programs, all focused on white poor people at the expense of black poor people. So it's, in my view, I said to Francis, it's about time they came and cleaned up their mess.
And more. Each highlighted collection has a page with more information about the collection, clips from oral histories, and information about how to access the collection's full recordings and transcripts. You will find links for those pages below. Thanks for listening.